our concern is on the replacement and expansion issue, that it's not as clear. So that's where we would want some additional
clarification. Okay, we need more work on that.
I'm sorry, this is Irma.
The intent's there, but we need more work on the language.
But again, I think, you know, these are very specific items within the language. I think could be cleared up by a work group or during the public comment phase. These are concerns we have. The language is brought forth to public comment today. You know, I would reiterate that, you know, the department's opposed because we think these are overarching policy questions, not items that should be looked upon as individual type of carve-outs that we often see in the language. So with that, I guess if there's any clarification that my staff wants to add. I'm looking around, I see no's, so I end with that.
Commissioner Darimo?
This is Commissioner Darimo. I do have a clarification. Mr. Lyon, are you stating then that you believe, or you haven't stated, that there is a policy question, a larger policy question related to MRI and emergency room usage that has not been addressed? Is that what I'm hearing from you?
I feel that way, yes. Yes, we feel that way.
So rather than doing the onesie twosies, that's not your language, but that's mine. That what the department would prefer is for the commission or the work group to look at the larger policy issue of MRI in emergency rooms and what might be volumes, et cetera, that would support the use of MRI at a public policy level rather than looking at hospital specific. Is that?
I want to think about how I want to answer this because I think this applies to all standards. I think that you know, we've been looking at all the standards, and my appreciation to Brenda and Irma and Larry Horvath and the rest of the program staff for their, you know, for their attempts to streamline this language and make it easier to understand, and that hopefully will limit the Attorney General's need to represent us in cases associated with these standards. But I think that when we're going through all these standards, they're very accretive, to use a term that Bill has used with me, so I give him credit for that, which is we find a circumstance and we address that circumstance, that individual circumstance, where this is a policy-making body. And I would like to see, you know, with all standards, that we're thinking about the policy questions and what the right answer is, you know, in relation to cost, quality, and access, and not about a specific circumstance and whether it's warranted for that specific circumstance.
I think that was my question before about the trend line. Is MRI becoming the standard? And so that if it is, then it should be applicable with new guidelines, if that's the case. But it has to be analyzed against the cost of bringing on fixed units versus the movable units. So, yes, Dr. Commissioner Smith.
Yeah. I just elevated you to doctor there.
Commissioner Smith, this is more of a comment for discussion than it is a proposal. And that is, I'm wondering if we don't have a fourth alternative to what Dr. Sandler was talking about, and that is not to take any action, to throw this back to the work group to really flush out this whole issue regarding policy and overarching issues and the like, and then come back in just at our next meeting and then discuss and potentially take proposed action.
In full disclosure, and I think Dr. Sandler is probably going to reference this, I do know that there is a time-sensitive issue with one of these. So
yeah, let me.
Dr. Sandler.
First of all, I just have complete confidence in Mr. Steiker, too. If there's any legal questions arise, any cases, I mean, you're talking about Perry Mason here. So I have complete confidence. You know, I was at our West Bloomfield Hospital the other day. You know, I have complete confidence in Mr. Steiker. That's one. No. Let the record say that, too, by the way. Two. I believe the following, that you're not going to have you don't need a radical change in policy to accommodate the Oak Lawn or the emergency room. I think there's an argument that a high volume emergency room, which we have defined, could use this. A lower volume emergency room in a less populated part of the state has to compromise with the reality of not being able to afford this. The same reason they don't have vascular surgeons, a number of other things which we take for granted in a metropolitan area. Therefore, my recommendation, and I can make this into a motion, that we move forward with the technical changes, the MRI simulation language, and the emergency department volume-based need methodology to public comment. And then I think we can discuss the third issue separately.
So you're taking the first two issues and moving...
Plus the technical, and moving
that
to public comment. That's my motion.
Okay. Angeloni supports.
This is Commissioner Kashishian. Does the department have a position on the first issue about the simulator?
No, we're neutral on that.
Okay. So we have a motion and support for that motion. Is there any further comments and discussion?
Dr. Kashishian.
And again, to the department, as you talk about the policy issue, I do think the standard of care is moving, that MRIs are sort of the standard in emergency rooms. And the question in my mind is, you know, do we just change this? And if I understand your position correctly, all we're doing is lowering the threshold that we should just say any emergency room can have an MRI just because they're an emergency room, and that would be the policy issue.
Yes.
Rather than trying to draw the line because because where we're drawing the line keeps changing, and we should just deal with the policy issue.
That's
right?
Correct. That's what I'm saying. And the way I'd say it's not necessarily just lowering, it's changing the parameters within certain circumstances. So it's lowering in some instances.
Commissioner Al-June, you had your hand up.
My comment is on the third issue, not on the first two.
Okay, let me make a comment that might clarify this. If there is a work group on the third issue, we could discuss that policy, but I don't think I want to hold up the first two while we conceptualize on that policy. If I had to predict, we're not going to make a policy to do away with that. You don't need, if you have an emergency room, you get an MRI. I don't see that a policy we're going to make at the September meeting. For one reason, there's some older, one person is in here in particular, there's some older people who might have coronary artery spasm given this. And I don't see that we're going to do that. And I would like to move forward with that. If you want to bring this up in a work group, that's fine. So I would propose that we have a vote on my motion, if there's no further discussion, of course. Okay, go ahead.
I have a question. It's just an observation. On the first one, on the simulator, we're talking about using it for proton beam therapy, but then there's also some mention about IMRT. If you actually look at the radiation therapy data from the CON Commission, centers are doing it considerably different. Some hospitals are doing IMRT about 30% of the time, and other institutions are doing it 100% of the time. So I'm just wondering, as we move down to giving people MRIs in order to do simulation, are we actually going to be encouraging and adding more expense to the system because people are doing it 100%, are doing IMRT 100% of the time according to the CON data?
I can't answer.
I'm a little concerned that we're going to have a proliferation of MRIs at places that are doing IMRT, probably inappropriately.
If that's your concern, Commissioner, here's a suggestion. We could remove that one and discuss that at a work group. And the radiation oncologist who wanted this didn't show up at the last one, not because they didn't know about it, however. I want to make that clear. Just that they thought it was straightforward. Now, but then the people who have these concerns, a representative has to be there to query them. Otherwise, we're going to go through the same thing in September. Or we could just continue. We cannot send it to a work group, send it to public comment, but inform them they have to be there on September 9th to answer questions which may come up. That would be the solution to that as well.
And that is your motion on the floor.
My motion on the floor is simply to set, take those two to public comment.
The first two to public comment.
And
the technical. Any further commission discussion?
Question for you, Michael. Maybe we should consider Commissioner Smith's recommendation, considering the number of questions here about participation from other providers. Maybe we should look at that, that fourth option.
Of
taking all of them to a continued work group, second work group.
And do what? Have a work group to take to MRIs?
The same thing that you did this time, only now with the clarification of the, all of the issues we've got.
Here's my response to that. We can discuss that possibility at a work group. But I wouldn't want, if we decide, no, we're not ready for that, then you're penalizing the people who are asking for it now. So I would still encourage sending them to public comment. And if we change to we're going to take them, well, they will be eliminated on September 9th and be substituted by, if you have an ER.
And that would then put it into another cycle.
Correct. That would put it into another cycle. But my concern would be is you're penalizing them if you come to the conclusion, no, we're not going to eliminate that. Okay.
Commissioner Darum.
Commissioner Darum, I think we need to separate two different issues. There's a public policy issue that's related to MRI in the emergency room. I think has a relatively reasonable argument. I am less sensitive to folks who say, well, we didn't have a chance to fully vet this when the process for communication has been the same in this work group as in all other work groups. And, you know, I think there's an old analogy, you snooze, you lose. And so, I think it behooves folks that if they want to weigh in on issues, they need to attend the meetings. And if they don't attend the meetings, then the outcomes come from those who participate. And if others didn't know that, I mean, if I don't know that the speed limit is 55 miles an hour and I get pulled over by a policeman because I'm going faster than 55 miles an hour, and I say, well, I didn't know the speed limit. Well, I don't think that argument holds water anymore. So I personally, as a commissioner, would prefer not to hear that we didn't have an open process and folks didn't have the opportunity, because I don't think that exists anymore. We are very open. It's on the website. Folks know it's coming. It's on the work plan. So I think there are very, very few issues to that. So I don't think folks bringing that forward is a valid argument from my perspective.
I heard two things that you said, Commissioner Darumal. You said, one, that what you just now made is that you have not too much sympathy for those that say they didn't get into the action with the group. But the second you said at first was that you think there is a public policy issue. And I'm not sure the second sounds, or the first one that I just cited seems like a comment, but were you asking for some kind of action on your policy issue?
Well, having sat on this commission for a while, I think that getting to public policy issues come both from an inductive process and a deductive process. So the fact that this issue about MRI in emergency rooms is coming from an inductive process. I mean, I'm not sure which one. From the big to the small, or the small to the big. I don't think that either way is necessarily right or wrong. I don't think that we should hold up the vote, but I think that we could use that as a stepping stone to a larger public policy issue.
You're saying, what I'm hearing is that you would say let's go forward, but that there could be a deductive process and analytics that come out that could transform this to a public policy issue through the public hearing and by the time we vote on it in September.
You said it far more articulately than I did. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any other discussion on the motion that's on the floor?
Yeah,
yes.
My suggestion was not in empathy for someone not participating in a meeting. My suggestion was born out of an observation that in too many instances I've seen in the past where policy is developed in a hit-and-miss kind of basis with the best of intentions, but then when you pull it all together, you find that you have some conflicts that you really don't think you can live with down the road. And so my suggestion was more towards, let's see what we could come out of in 3 short months with an all-inclusive proposal that we could take action on and know what the entire picture was. And just trying to minimize the potential for a problem down the road. I don't have any empathy whatsoever for people that don't show, you know, for a meeting and take advantage of an open process like this definitely has. It was just guarding against other types of errors. So that was the rationale for the suggestion.
Okay. Any further discussion? So we have a motion on the floor. Are you ready for the question?
Do we have the motion?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Dr. Sandler and supported by
Dr. Angeloni.
Okay.
It is to go forward with the work group language on issue 1 and 2,
correct,
and the technical language.
Okay.
But to recommend a work group for.
Well, no, that's a separate motion.
Okay, that's a separate. That's not in this motion.
Yeah, let's not. Yeah, I intentionally
good.
Separated.
I'm glad
that.
I clarified that because I was confused myself. Okay, number 3 issue is not on the table of this motion.
And this is Commissioner Kashishian. If the department can look at the simulator issue and report back in September on that first issue, you know, if we adopt that in a final language. You know, what is the prediction of how many more MRIs are we going to be seeing in this state, and what's the increased cost of that based on if we start using MRI simulators every time they use IMRT?
We can look and see what we can pull together as far as what the impact of the language change would be. I don't know if I can make any promises if we can project increased utilization is associated with that specifically.
Okay. I will address this issue when we get done with this.
Okay.
Address your point.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion that is on the floor, raise your right hand. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those not in favor of the motion as on the floor, raise your right hand. And we have 1 negative. Okay. So 7-1. The motion passes. Now, what are we going to do about issue number 3?
Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment on issue number 3. As a clinician, I want you to know that the patients are being served by this charity mission are people that nobody else will see. Nobody else wants to do them. I run formerly private practice, this is the only place I could get an MRI done for people that had no insurance. I ran a resident clinic for a while. It's a charity clinic. This is the only place we could get an MRI done that had that was very, very important for the care of the patient. So I would just underscore the importance that this charity mission is serving to the people of Southeast Michigan.
That's interesting. I thought it was very unusual to hear 35 or 40 personally owned vans to go out and
get people. He has a fleet of 35 cars, and when I met with him, I had to go over this a few times to make certain this indeed was accurate. He has a list of cars, he says. Drivers, cars, and this is an expense.
Nick Lyon, you said that it's already there. But isn't that what is that provision that's already there versus the 25%? What's the difference between what's already in the wording for hospitals and for others?
What? There's 2 issues. One, I think, from the CON perspective, certificate of need perspective, it's Medicaid. You're required to participate in Medicaid, and I think from an insurance issue, from the Medical Services Administration, and I want to make sure I don't overstep my bounds into MSA as far as running the Medicaid program. But you're supposed to accept that as a form of payment. Now, we all understand there's issues with Medicaid payments, whether you're a hospital, whether you're a physician, whether you're an MRI provider. So I think that's where we think the provisions of serving this population is today and should remain. Now, that said, I think what Basha Diagnostics is doing is commendable. I mean, they're out there, they're doing outreach and trying to provide services to people who need it, and I recognize that as a very valuable public service. But then using that information and to expand access, we can't be supportive of that at this time. So I think that's where the difference is. It's establishing a threshold that allows for expansion. Brenda wants to clarify which.
Yes. Commissioner Sandler.
No, go ahead, Brenda.
This is Brenda, and also just for further clarification on what Nick just said, in every set of Certificate of Need standards under the project delivery requirements, the applicants are agreeing to, and I'm going to read it specifically, provide, in this particular case, provide MRI services to all individuals based on the clinical indications of need for the service and not on ability to pay or source of payment. So that is in every set of project delivery requirements for all Certificate of Need standards. So they're already agreeing to do that